We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and run outside, with the proper social distancing, of course, has been a great outlet. So if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility, and their proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business, because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at Allbirds.com today.
Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Rangers forward Artemi Panarin said that if the NHL and the NHLPA can't agree on a fix for the league's financial system, the escrow in particular, that players should not report to training camps this summer. The NFL has advised its teams to expect an on-time start for training camps next month, of course. And finally, scientists have discovered an animal that doesn't need oxygen to live. The animal is a tiny parasite called Henaguai salminicola, which infects salmon and lives in the fish's muscle. There's no way I said that right. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
We have talked before, Stugatz, about how much it hurts me as someone who came up through newspapers and journalism that the printed word seems to be something that is no longer as valuable as it used to be. And Chris Cody was bringing up the idea of there are places where we still peruse magazines, but he was asking, where's the place that you're most likely to peruse a magazine? Because the industry is obviously floundering. Time has caught up to most of publishing, even as it's tried clumsily to make its way into the technological sphere. Where are you most likely to peruse a magazine, Stugatz? You're not much of a reader.
No, but the toilet would be my answer. The bathroom is the place where I'll always peruse.
Okay, so Abby's got magazines in there? Because I can't imagine you buying a magazine and taking it into the bathroom.
I have old Sports Illustrated's in there.
Okay, now the lies have started. Chris, and it's where your story falls apart. You just had an answer, but you haven't read a magazine in a long time, so you just made one up. Chris, where are you most likely to peruse a magazine? You couldn't even think
He's
of another
even
one.
Pushing back.
He couldn't even know, but he couldn't even think of another one. He couldn't even think of another one other than Sports Illustrated.
I was going to say some fantasy magazines, but I don't even think they're making those anymore. Yeah. I mean,
he couldn't even muster up a follow-up lie.
It was such a lazy lie. Like, normally what ends up happening when we accuse him of a lie is he just starts flashing his sausage fingers at us and keeps talking and burping and trying to distract us with more words, but there he just took the loss. He's like, yeah, everyone knows I don't read. There's no place for me to move here. It's one of the first times I haven't seen you pivot after a lie.
I realized very quickly I had just told the lie that there was no other avenue to take it.
I just love that you couldn't think of another magazine other than Sports Illustrated.
I'm starting to get concerned that you didn't care to think of another one.
Well, I mean, are they still making People Magazine, Us? I mean, I don't know.
In the supermarket, I can assure you they're still making magazines. But
is that where you're most likely to peruse one, Mike, at a supermarket?
Yeah, I don't touch anything now. I'll just see the covers.
Something else that's hurting the magazine industry. We don't want to touch your product.
Yeah, I'll just look at the covers and say, huh.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Are you tired of touching things and opening things with your elbows and your knees at Le Batard Show? I am so tired of it. Chris, where are you most likely to peruse a magazine?
Well, Mike brought up a good point. Perusal rates are way down, and this is really pre-pandemic what I'm referring to. But yes, Mike brought up a good one. The checkout at the grocery store is a big one for me. And then there's waiting rooms, right? Like doctors, dentists. I like a good, of all the waiting rooms, I prefer a good haircut waiting room perusal of magazines. I don't know why. I don't do it in doctors and dentists. I feel like it's the germ stuff too. Not as much the dentist, but like at a doctor's office with people sick. I don't like to peruse there. You know, at old bookstores, back in the day, good old Barnes & Noble, I would peruse a magazine through. But, yeah, I think that the checkout, like Mike kind of stole my thunder. The checkout is where I generally, pre-pandemic, would do all my perusing.
Are there still bookstores? I know the last one on Miami Beach, we had one. We've got 1,000 clubs on Miami Beach and one bookstore, but even that closed. I feel like bookstores... I don't think a lot of people are magazine browsing in bookstores right now because I don't think many people are keeping the bookstore industry alive.
Doctor's office, dentist's office. That's what's keeping the industry alive.
Oh, but no. Chris comes up with a haircut's a good one. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. That's a good one. At Le Batard Show, where are you most likely to peruse a magazine? Grocery store line, haircut, you know, barbershop or wherever it is you get your hair cut. Doctor's office, I guess put doctor and dentist together. Are there any other applicants, any other nominees?
I know doctor's offices have removed magazines given the pandemic, too.
Just put home, you know, at home, and then put toilet for Stugatz, for Stugatz's lie there.
Are you sad? The bookstore is going by the wayside. I mean, there was a big Barnes & Noble's, I don't know, 5 minutes from my house, and they're shutting that down now. So it's a sad day for you, Dan, as a lover of books.
Outside of Bezos, okay, who are the people most killing it during this time? Like mask makers, obviously. I got to think that Purell stock has gone through the roof, right? Like hand sanitizer. There's never in this country been such a demand on hand sanitizer as there is right now. I feel like Purell never wants this thing to end. I put that on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show.
Almost incentivized to keep it going.
I mean, Purell, like whoever runs Purell, right, is going to just get an enormous CEO bonus because like among these things, anybody selling wipes, anybody who's in the wipe industry, like what are the industries that are killing it right now during this thing beyond, you know, the hand sanitizer stuff, the mask stuff. Oh, another question to put on the poll because Mike's only corrected me on this half a dozen times and he's corrected Stugatz on it half a dozen times. Are you still putting your mask on wrong sometimes? Yes or no? At Le Batard Show, because
I read the liquor industry is doing quite well.
Oh, it must be. Course. That's a good one. The liquor industry must be crushing it.
I could tell you the industry, and I'm starting to get mad at them, okay, is the free weights and the dumbbell industry. This is an outrage, what is going on here. It really is, because I am telling you right now, Dan, good luck trying to find a set of dumbbells. I'll save you the time. You're not going to find them. Good luck trying to find free weights. I'll save you the time. You're not going to find them. And if you do find them, they are price gouging. And I am telling you right now, because my daughter, who
is you're right about this. You are so right about
this. Thank you. Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. I finally found some dumbbells for my daughter on Amazon, by the way, that were like 5 to 6 times more expensive than they normally would be. And so for the entire free weight industry and the dumbbell industry, who thinks they have us by the you-know-whats right now because there's nowhere else to get dumbbells or free weights.
They've got us by the muscle.
There's going to be a time, I don't know when, and if it was up to the hand sanitizing business, it would be never. But when we're through this pandemic, okay, there is going to be a time where we come out of it. And guess what we're not going to need and not going to purchase? Because we're all going to go back to being lazy and not caring about how our bodies look. Dumbbells and free weights. Also, because we already have them all. So there's going to be no need to buy them. You buy one set of dumbbells, they last for the remainder of your life. But I'm telling you right now, dumbbell companies, okay, free weight companies, if you think I am paying $942 for one 15-pound dumbbell, you are mistaken. It is not happening. and we will have our day. And our day will be when this pandemic is over, and I will lead the charge against the free weight and dumbbell industry. I will make certain that no one ever spends another penny on a free weight or a dumbbell again, because that is an outrage. Dan, you can get dumbbells during a normal time. You can get a set for like $42. I'm telling you right now, go to Amazon. $420 for one dumbbell that's adjustable up to 52.5 pounds in 5 pound increments. They should be ashamed of themselves for what they are doing to the public right now. We are trying to get in shape, and they are making it unaffordable to the masses to get in shape. That is a terrible job by the dumbbell industry.
A quality rant by Stugatz. Whenever he gets all fired up, it has a bunch of words in it that don't make sense, like hand sanitizing. It's just wonderful. It's wonderful when you get revved up. Let's check in with some more sound of Stugatz and when the last time, really, that he threatened to stand in the way of something.
If he goes to Cleveland and he plays 1 second of one game in a Cavs uniform, I will make sure that he never gets a statue and that jersey is never retired in the arena. I'll make sure of it.
That was directed at Dwayne Wade, who recently got his jersey retired at the arena, and I'm assuming a statue is on the way. Stugatz has done nothing other than blow hot air into a microphone in his effort to stop any of that from happening.
What I've done is, I still have time in the statue, but I have shifted my focus to the free weight industry and the dumbbell industry. Okay. I can only focus on one thing at a time, Dan. That was the focus. That was the primary target. And now I'm telling you, the primary target, dumbbells.
We established a rule that I have till the end of a segment to take something back. Liquor industry probably hurting right now because bars and nightclubs aren't open.
Gosh, they've got to be.
Wine's got to be doing all right.
That's probably true. That's probably true. But liquor stores have to be doing well. Yes, Chris.
The video conferencing industry, that business is a zooming.
That's true.
Oh, wow. Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
Wow. Proud of yourself?
He was proud of himself. Look at him. He's even redder than he usually is.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
We're all living in a time of high stress and anxiety. And while there are many ways people have found solace and maintained sanity during this time, going for brief walks, hikes, and runs outside, with the proper social distancing precautions, of course, has been a great outlet. So, if that's how you're choosing to get away from things for a bit, then Allbirds has something that might help. Introducing the Tree Dasher from Allbirds, the world's first performance running shoe made from premium natural materials that are engineered to perform. FSC-certified eucalyptus fiber uppers and ZQ-certified merino wool deliver superior comfort and flexibility. And the proprietary sugarcane-derived sweet foam soles have been reworked into a dual-density midsole optimized for cushioning, energy return, and stability. Allbirds also printed the Dasher's carbon footprint right on the shoe, so you know its impact on the planet. They've made the environment a stakeholder in their business. Because when the planet wins, we all win. With the new Allbirds Tree Dasher, feel confident knowing that you can run hard and tread light on the planet. Find your pair at allbirds.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you missed any of the show, you can listen to all 3 hours of the Dan Le Batard Show, plus our Miami Only Hour and our Best of Podcasts on demand in the ESPN app. And subscribe to the Le Batard and Friends Podcast Network featuring South Beach Sessions, Stupidity, and Mystery Crepe. Please rate and subscribe. New episodes are posted every week wherever you get your podcasts. Missing basketball? Tune in tomorrow night for an NBA Classic, Game 3 of the 2006 NBA Finals between the Heat and the Mavericks. That's a fun one for us. presented by AutoZone. Coverage begins at 8 Eastern on ESPN
Radio. Are you self-conscious at all about the fact that you are clearly digesting something that you were supposed to digest before we started here? Like, are you in any way self-conscious about the fact that we're all looking at you, watching your tongue move around your teeth in a way that's cleaning out whatever it is that is lodged in the side of your mouth?
Well, I can't see you guys looking at me. I could feel it, but I can't see you guys. And no, I don't care. I got the timing was a little bit off, Dan, because I didn't know we were coming back. And there are Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets sitting right outside the door. And I had to put three down very quickly.
Chris, what are you laughing at specifically here? Just his general lack of professionalism or the way that his mouth was moving around as he tried to clearly clear out whatever had lodged in his teeth? Whatever breadcrumbs had lodged in his teeth still with there. His tongue while he read.
It sounded like more food was being entered into his mouth as he was talking. And I know this sounds, and I don't know what I'm doing here. I'm like grossed out by myself, but it made me hungry. Like hearing him talk.
Oh God. Seriously, that made you hungry. That made me look. I understand hunger. I am right here on the show. I am the tied for the league lead in hunger with you. But it made me want to vomit. The combination of hearing it and then having the visual accompaniment where his tongue kept leaving his mouth as he, you know, with stuff on it. What?
It's presented by AutoZone, that game, the Heat and the Mavs, game three of the 06 NBA Finals. Again, by AutoZone. Coverage begins at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. I got to tell you, Chick-fil-A is unbelievably good. It's just amazing. Sorry.
You may have heard in the last segment, and it's been a while since we got just a righteous rant from Stugatz, but emboldened by this, because we were howling with laughter and we were joyous about hearing, you know, one of these crazy rants from Stugatz. He's got him on a bunch of different stuff because he's got like momentum now that he's feeling good about himself. So he's taking out the NCAA over here. He's yelling about spitting in baseball over there. He says, I can't wash my hands this much anymore. It's just shrapnel flying in every direction. So which of those would you like to talk about now since you are just a machine of menace, farting rage in every direction?
I'm tired of washing my hands. I mean, this thing is, I'm tired of doing it. And here is the worst thing about a good hand wash. I gave you a lesson, Dan, in the bathroom the other day when I was down at the studio. I gave you a lesson
You gave me a lesson before you were in quarantine. Yes, you gave me a lesson you ended up in quarantine.
For those just tuning in, Stugatz is not in the studio with us after being in the studio with us because someone in his circle has tested positive, and now his rant on not washing his hands anymore.
Yes, and let's be very clear, I have not tested positive yet. I was tested. I have no idea if that test is positive or negative. I'll know in a few days. And thank you, everyone, for your concern. I appreciate it. Washing the hands. I mean, listen, I am telling you right now, Dan, how many times have you washed your hands?
A lot.
And then immediately after washing your hands, you touch something that you're not supposed to touch. And what do you have to do?
Yes.
Go wash the hands again. I yearn for a time, for a day where we never had to wash our hands, which seemed like 4 or 5 months ago. And now I can't stop washing them. And I'm tired of washing them. And I'm about to give up on washing them. Because I got to tell you, I wash the hands. And then 20 seconds later, I touch something I'm not supposed to touch. It might be a package at my door. It might be a doorknob that I wasn't supposed to touch. When I was down there at the studios at the Clevelander, I would wash my hands, and then it was anything I touched after that. And so I am just tired of washing my hands, even though I know it's the right thing to do. It is trickier than it appears, because how often are you supposed to wash the hands? And after you touch something particularly dirty after washing your hands, do you have to then go wash them again? Because I'm a hypochondriac, and I find myself washing my hands like 17,000 times an hour. I'm not joking, because I don't know what's dirty, what's not dirty, what's proper protocol, what's not proper protocol. And I am telling you, the back of my hands are so dry, the skin is coming off. I am done doing this.
Something that has happened to me with age, and I imagine some of you in the audience know what it is that I'm talking about. you start to sort of parent your parents when you reach a certain age, where you become someone who can be treating them like kids because of the story I'm about to tell you. I miss my family. I haven't really been able to see anybody because I've been pretty meticulous about trying to stay away from people. But on Father's Day, I made sure to go see my father with the acceptable distances. But I've just been hammering him, like, to understand the severity of this for people his age and how careful he needs to be. And so I'm on an elevator and wearing a mask with him in his apartment complex, and he just starts touching the elevator buttons. Oh. And I'm like, "Dad." And he's like, "What?" "I wash my hands." And I'm like, "No, you don't understand. You don't understand how this is working here. Annoying. You need to do this differently. Like, this has to be happening to people. Everyone who's listening to me right now of a certain age, this has to be happening with your parents where you feel like you're dealing with toddlers."
Are you guys like me that every button or door handle you have to touch, you go into the inside of your shirt and you grab stuff with your shirt? That's my move.
Yes, that's what I have been doing. I am presently wearing a dress shirt that is very expensive that is ripped because it got stuck on the Clevelander door one time when I did that.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show, Win Stugatz podcast, comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030. Guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Rangers forward Artemi Panarin said that if the NHL and the NHLPA can't agree on a fix for the league's financial system, the escrow in particular, then players should not report to training camp this summer. The NFL has advised its teams to expect an on-time start for training camps next month. And finally, Chuck E. Cheese is filing for bankruptcy protection. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Are you bummed, or were you bummed when you heard the news that Chuck E. Cheese had filed for bankruptcy? Chuck E. Cheese, a pioneer, a pizza pioneer, whether you like the pizza or not, by creating a whole bunch of entertainment around your pizza eating experience. Not that I need anything extra with my pizza eating experience. I don't need a bear playing a guitar. Just give me delicious pizza. Bomani Jones, Stugatz, we'll get to the polls in a second. We'll get to updating a couple days worth of polls in a second. But he was on with Don Lemon last night on CNN, and they were talking about this NASCAR story. And in the details that came out yesterday, where NASCAR was releasing the photograph of the noose and then not allowing anybody to sort of slither away from what it was by putting it immediately in context with numbers. We've looked at all our garages, and this is the only noose we found. We found 11 knots. We're talking about more than 1,000 garages, and the only thing that looked like this that we found was this one. I was wondering if anything came from yesterday outside of those numbers and the conversation around this that you found interesting, because there was something that I found interesting. Was there anything in the conversation from yesterday? And again, I don't want to go back and forth. NASCAR is telling you, they're giving you the context, they're giving you the photograph, and you'll hear black people again and again say, "That's a noose, simply that's a noose. Don't give me any other explanations." It may not have been a hate crime, or it may not have been a hate crime directed at Bubba, but it's a hate crime. It's a noose, right, that is meant not to be a hate crime, excuse me, that it is a symbol for hate. Now, I don't want to get into the parsing of whether or not you think it's a symbol for hate or not, or whether I do. The part that I found interesting about this, but was there, before I get to my parts, Stugatz, was there anything that you found interesting about the news from yesterday?
Not interesting, because it's stuff that we discussed, just how people who are entrenched in their beliefs held that up and said, see, it's not a hate crime. I mean, that to me, that's just...
Well,
just
and okay, incredible. So off of that, though, this is the thing that I found interesting about the last couple of days, is the idea of burden of proof, right? The idea that you've got to be batting 1,000 on this one. If there is a time that you're not batting 1,000 on this is a provable hate crime, then you've undermined the credibility of the truth. It's one of the things that Will Cain was arguing, and it's a very high standard. I'm just wondering if the people who are advocating for that as the standard, it's got to, you got to bat 1,000 on when you accuse someone of a hate crime, you have to be totally, totally right every time, and there is no context that you can give me for being wrong, whether you're applying that same standard to how the police behave on accidental murders, because one of them seems more serious to me than the other. Like, whether, are you applying the same standard if you're on the other side of this when talking about race and police brutality and the conversation going on in America? Are you applying that same standard of it's gotta be a, it's gotta, you gotta bat 1,000 on this too, where you're killing people and it's always right. It's never wrong. You're, it's never a police officer abusing his power. 1,000, you gotta bat on that one.
I'm certain there are people who think along those lines, but really when you think about it, Dan, like, it, are we really expecting everyone to bat 1,000 the rest of the way on every single thing? Is that is
well?
That
but it seems, it seems like the people that were taking a victory lap on the FBI releasing that it wasn't a hate crime, it, it felt like that's what they were arguing again and again, that you got to get this one right every time. You can't jump to a false conclusion
so
based
that
on
that wasn't a hate crime. There are no other examples of hate crimes. I mean that seems patently absurd.
I must correct everybody. They didn't even say that it wasn't a hate crime. Right. They just said that Bubba Wallace wasn't the target of a hate crime. Clearly, just because there's photographic evidence of that noose hanging in that garage before Bubba was assigned that garage. But the intention might have been a hate crime. It's just whether or not Bubba Wallace was the intended target.
The thing that I'm saying is if you're willing to dilute the accusations every time that one makes an appearance like this that isn't perfect, are you willing to apply that standard, the same standard, to the police force when we're having the other conversation?
I'm guessing a lot of people are, Dan. People are going to apply those standards to the things that they're entrenched on, that they're set on, that they, you know, they've dug their feet into, and they're going to apply that more to the things that they, I guess, care about or believe in than they do to others. I mean, it's not the way it should be. It's just the way it is.
Twitter timelines are never a representative sample, because you generally follow people that affirm your own beliefs. But one thing that I did experience with yesterday's photographic evidence is that most people just realize, oh, I could see how NASCAR would escalate that. I could see why they would investigate that, because that looks unlike literally anything else hanging in a garage in that sport. Do you believe the FBI's investigation? I think some people are going to be entrenched in that. But I think once the photographic evidence came out, you saw some positions change. And you realize, oh, this wasn't an overreaction at all. This
well,
was necessary.
I needed the numbers because, not surprisingly, I didn't know what a garage pole looked like necessarily, or what was the most common garage pole, and whether or not they were ever nooses. But once NASCAR gives you the numbers of this is the only one, we checked all the garages, and this is the only one that looked like that. It wasn't even two, Stugatz. It wasn't three. Right. It wasn't four. I was like, this is the only one. That becomes a little bit damning.
His crew chief, who was African-American, when he saw it, he was walking up and down. He's been in the game his entire life and was checking the other hangars to make sure that there was no consistency. And this was the only one he found tied like a noose. And it was then and only then that he brought it to NASCAR. I don't know why we need the numbers when you have a responsible crew chief who's African-American telling you, hey, there's a noose in Bubba's locker.
No, I mean, but that, I mean, a lot of people were hitting Bubba with hoax, Stugatz.
I know.
He didn't even find it. And like,
I know.
I mean, God, it's just so poisoned. We're going to update some of these polls and open up the club next.
Awkward transition. Time for some ads.
At Lebatard Show on the Twitter polls. Again, Juju Gotti is going to be running all of the social media over the weekend.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
BN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Clean nose, healthy life. Make good nasal hygiene your new normal. Go to Navage.com. That's NAVAGE.com. You'll love that clean nose feeling. Sounds this week have been brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a better life.
We will update some of the polls. We will open up the club. Again, if you want to follow our social media, Juju Gotti will be handling all of that for us this weekend. Stugatz, what is it that you and Mina Kimes and Pablo Torre did with this this Jeopardy game? Where can people find what it is that you did? I was told that it was Maximum Stugatz and Maximum Mina Kimes in this Jeopardy game you guys played.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. If people wondered, ever wondered what it would be like if me, Mina, and Pablo played Jeopardy, we did it this week. It was, it's at Highly Quarantined, I believe is what you're calling the Twitter handle, for Highly Questionable. We did it right there. Mina's tweeted it out. Pablo tweeted it out. I tweeted it out. They tweeted it out. So you can find it right there. But we had, I'm telling you, Dan, a lot of laughs and a lot of fun. Max Stugatz versus Max Mina Kimes.
All right, very good. Check that out on Twitter at the Highly Quarantined website. Let's go ahead and open up the club, Mike. And it is early, and I made it a website instead of Twitter because I'm juggling a lot of things here. Thank you for laughing in my face. We got a lot of polls to get to.
What's the AOL keyword?
And the club. Just find it on MySpace. Let's do it. Man, there are a lot of plates we're spinning around here. It's so unfair. I'm talking a lot, people. Like, I'm spending a lot of time talking. I'm going to make some mistakes.
It's okay. We understand it. Let me do the Twitter poll sponsor first, then go to the club, then come back to me for some polls.
Well, just mix them both up. I just want to be done with the week.
All right. The Twitter poll at Lebatard Show is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains now through June 30th. Shop in-store or order online for curbside pickup. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See stores for details. At Lebatard Show on Twitter. Do we all have it? 74% of the audience said yes.
What's the first sound in the club?
Decades of good work, just a sex machine is Diego.
That's true. Diego the turtle.
Does Stugatz sound like crud? That was yesterday, about 10:30 a.m. 93% of the audience said yes.
It says McLean.
The nightly.
Is the only way Stugatz can discover someone is if they are in SportsCenter. That's where I discovered Al Duncan. 97% of the audience said yes.
On the television screen right now, singling to left, a great at-bat against Roger Clemens. Terry Steinbach sends Carney Lansford the third.
I did live play-by-play of the 90 ALCS in here this week.
Does the whole thing feel like a Jenga tower? It does.
That's sports. It's
There's
all a sport.
A great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day.
Yeah.
Stan Van Gundy singing right there. What'd the numbers come back on that one, Stugatz?
95% of the audience and Mike, understand I can't see you right now. Said yes, by the way.
Just want to let you know that I'm on because I respect you, not because of that turncoat Mike Ryan who stabbed me in the back.
Ariel Helwani, furious at Mike Ryan for siding with Dave Sampson in a local hour dispute.
Timmy, pressing question of the day. Do they make him like Tony Gwynn anymore?
I think that's one of the poll questions from yesterday, isn't it?
Let me see. Well, no. First, let me do this one. Do you know the back of your hand well?
Tiniest hands I've ever seen on a great player. Tiny. Mine are twice as big as Tony Gwynn's hands.
51% of the audience said no, they don't.
You have to see who comes through the plume of smoke.
The plume of smoke.
Oh, right. No, but that's, I mean...
That is Billy Gill arguing on behalf of the magic at bat that includes a plume of smoke.
Does Bob Sanders deserve more credit for winning that Super Bowl than Peyton Manning does?
He looks up at me like a toddler, and he's like, can I still eat these?
65% of the audience said yes to Bob Sanders.
Dugat's dropping his Hawaiian rolls on the floor in here. Next thing you know, he's in self-quarantine.
I'd like to respond to that. I hope you'll let me respond to that here on the Will Cain Show.
Oh, the final ride for the Cowboy today.
That's right.
Is at Lebatard Show on Twitter, is life all about bribing your children? 85% of the audience said yes. I told you, Chris.
God, enough of that. It made me sick of Hamilton.
Working a lot harder.
The dream.
Working a lot smarter.
Would you want mac and cheese from a tap?
Found a father without a father.
63% of the audience said no.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hamilton.
Are you tired of touching and opening things with your elbows?
Just because you do it doesn't make it acceptable.
That is Stan Van Gundy copping the peeing in the shower while pleading the fifth.
77% of the audience said yes.
I'm going to take the fifth on that.
Do hand sanitizer companies want this to end? 90% of the audience said no.
It's a small world after all.
It's a small world after all. Of course, us singing with Stan Van Gundy.
Were you bummed when you found out Chuck E. Cheese filed for bankruptcy? 51% of the audience said, nah.
The fact that I broke news is news to me.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.